You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey everyone, it's Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, and updates. We are available pretty much on all streaming podcast platforms. So don't forget to give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell for updates when this comes out every Thursday. And you can check us out on social media, Haley.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Where our New Year's resolution will be to post more.
Oh, yay.
Yes, Haley. So how's that post going?
Never.
I knew it. Okay, so yeah, we have a decent amount of stuff to talk about. End of the year, it's more about celebrating and enjoying what we're given through the K-pop gods on YouTube. But nothing really big. There's not really any comebacks or anything like that going on. But we will go over, especially, like I said, one of the shows that did occur, one of the big ones, end of the year ones, which we got fed pretty damn well.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The lineup was crazy.
We will also talk about another concert that might be happening, multiple possible concerts. Especially, we will be talking a little bit of the rumor mill. Dispatch's annual.
It's already that time.
Annual drop of a K-pop couple.
Oh.
So some juicy stuff. We'll be talking a lot about Jennie. There's a lot of stuff going on down in her area, and BTS, Stray Kids, and maybe a hint of IU.
Yes.
It does seem that way. So I think we should get started. Let's see. Like I said, comeback wise, nothing really. Well, we just have the schedule of, you know, like ITZY's mini comeback music videos for each member. So Eunice literally like dropped the day we're recording this. So it had that. What's that name? It's like two words.
Yet but.
Yet but. And that is but with one T, not double T. But that's pretty much it in terms of like, you know, most of the big groups, especially the ones that we follow. Concert wise, there's some interesting stuff going on. So There is going to be one here again in BMO, which is, you know, where we watch a lot of the encore concerts. I'm talking about Twice. I'm talking about Stray Kids. We even saw Blackpink there. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at BMO. And apparently on February 10th, it's going to be called The Crazy with a K, of course. Wouldn't be crazy if it was with a C. It has to be a letter K, right?
For K-pop.
A crazy super concert.
Yes.
And there's only two groups so far that's announced.
So they actually had this concert back in August in
the East Coast, right?
New York.
Yes, there you
go. But there was only five groups. So
do you know who the groups were?
Yeah, I do, because I looked it up and I was like, I don't know about that.
Who did we have in the East Coast? Because I think it might be a little different for the West Coast.
Monsta X, IVE, Gravity, AB6, and UNBI.
Oh, UNBI. So, I guess
that's
it's a little different.
Five.
And we have there's only two groups so far. For us here in the West Coast, it's going to be The Boys, with a Z, of course, and aespa.
I don't know. It doesn't sound too crazy to
it's
me.
It's not that crazy.
With just five. If they're only going to do five groups, that's like nothing.
Is this
like
going
K-Con
to,
is way better.
Is this going to be another camp?
I don't know.
Camp with a K also?
Camp even had more artists, minus the ones that didn't make it.
That's why. Is this supposed to be another disappointment?
But, they had it in New York, so
honest, we didn't even hear it. We don't really have any
much
friends in the K-pop community in the East Coast, so we do not really know how that went. But right. that's something to kind of follow, because there's only two groups so far.
I was like, I'll only go if it's Stray Kids, ZB1, and RISE for the next three groups. Otherwise,
that sounds very biased, Haley.
It is
very
biased.
Very biased indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll go. Actually, Espa's already going. So we'll see. We'll see. It depends on the prices.
Knee jeans.
Oh, God. I'll be lining up.
Yeah, I
know. there is another tour that is not yet 100% confirmed, but the artist did mention it herself that she wants and is possibly setting up and gearing up for a world tour since she's working on her current album, which will have about 5 to 6 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us have been waiting for something like this, because she has never, ever toured like outside of Asia.
No.
Never. We're talking about a soloist. We're talking about the one and only
Queen IU.
IU. So IU was recently on Suga's show, Suchita. And the crazy part was, so we heard about it from our friend Zach, and then I double checked and tried to look up news to see if it's real.
And we wanted to see the actual clip where she said it.
Because I want to make sure before we say anything. You know, I saw some articles, but it's like Haley said, it's weird that some of the big news accounts and stuff didn't really say anything about it. You know, because I feel like this episode with Suga came out a day or two ago, but I haven't really seen much news about it. It's just
right,
you know,
no
the
one
smaller
really,
accounts
like,
or
highlighted it.
So we watched the episode we kind of skimmed through it because we haven't had the time. We're just so busy. And we skimmed and I found it. And yes, lo and behold, she did mention to Suga that she wants to go meet her fans, you know, globally, like all her other fans that she has never met yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it for herself.
Yeah.
Like she's, you know, like
that
prepping.
She wants to do a world tour.
To hopefully do a world tour, an actual world tour.
It was out of her mouth.
So confirmed. Mm-hmm. She did say it. It's not speculation or anything. Technically it's still speculation.
Right.
Until we get an announcement. But I mean, it's not just, I guess, gossip.
Yeah.
At this point, she actually did say it. So that's, I mean, shoot. That'd be awesome to see. She has no idea, or maybe she does have a little idea, but she has a huge global fan base as well.
That have been waiting for her to
counting
come here.
Down. There's a lot of OG K-pop listeners that are have been waiting since she debuted.
Yeah.
So it's been almost 10 years?
More than.
Oh, that's right. It's been way over 10
years.
Actually, wait a second. Yeah.
15 years.
My goodness. So I mean, how excited are you? Because I sent it in our, like, we were talking about it in another group chat that we have with amongst some other friends, and one of the OG ones, she's like, was full caps lock.
Yeah.
She's like, couldn't believe it.
Yeah, she's like, is this a lie? Don't lie to me.
So, I mean, how does it feel thinking that we could possibly see IU outside of Korea?
It's pretty crazy because it's been 15 years and she's never toured here, so.
That's insane. Like, zero tours, zero K-Con, zero nothing.
Yeah.
Like, outside of Asia. So, it's going to be a crazy K-pop blessing
to
get
blessed
by
her.
Did she
not go to K-Con? I thought she did.
Did she? Oh, there was 1 year, right?
There was, I think. But then she hasn't had She hasn't had like an actual tour. Like herself.
You know what? I remember we did. I think we talked about it once. There was like 1 year.
Yeah,
there was
that like, was
that
the
one
only
interesting
time.
Year. But for the most part, this is gonna be pretty wild. I really hope that we all get to see her. Like, you know, everyone that tunes into her, I really want to hear "Blooming." It's definitely one of my favorite songs by her. So there you go, IU. That was not on the bingo card for 2024, but
we don't
you
know
can mark
if it's
it
going to be in 2024.
She said she
wants to do a world tour. We don't know when that will be.
But I think it's in this. She mentioned it because it's she's associating it with this comeback.
Oh,
like she's working on this album and hoping to perform it. So it's possible. It's possible.
She has enough songs.
She has more songs than Blackpink.
Yes.
Yes, that's shade being thrown. Let's see. Dispatch. So Dispatch has an annual tradition kind of to drop like the big K-pop couple-ish. Some of the big ones like recent memory, like obviously like one of the big ones back then was like Kai and Jennie, right? Well, we don't know it yet because it's not New Year's, but there have been a few hints. I guess maybe one of our listeners could hit us up and let us know who they think it is if they do the research. But apparently it's a member of a popular fourth gen girl group.
There's too many of them.
There is. But how juicy is that? Because we pretty much know every K-pop girl group, like even the ones we don't, you know, completely listen to, we've listened to and we know the members. So that's pretty wild. But the crazy thing on the flip side is she is going out with a second gen boy group turned actor.
Who could that be? There's so
you tell
many
me.
I don't know.
I mean,
so many.
You could take anyone from what? Super Junior?
There's so many second gen like boys that do acting. So like
TVXQ?
Yeah, possibly.
Hopefully there's no illegal stuff. Of course they won't announce it like
no, they have to be legal.
Let's not assume Hain or someone like that is one of them. So that'd be interesting. For sure has to be at least like 18, right? At least ish.
Yeah.
We'll see. But that's it. I guess we'll find out in a few days by the next episode. Also, the next episode, I hope you guys, you know, are when you listen to this podcast, obviously like you hear the intro. I hope you don't skip it. It's pretty short anyways. So maybe you should pay close attention to next year's intro. Our gift to you guys might be in that. And plus, like I said, we're trying to mix a little bit of things up. And that includes visually, too. So next episode in the next year, in 2024, you might have a different image.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it's the same.
It's the same, but just added
there's
stuff.
There's some details that have been changed, possibly. But yeah, I'm excited for you all our listeners that have been with us for a while to check and hear that all that fun, cool changes and stuff that you might notice. Let's see. So we did speak about Yuna. I think we should talk about it. So we're talking about that one amazing recent show. What is it called again?
SBS Gayo Daejeon.
So there was like, they had like a, it was like the end of the year performances, basically, right?
Yeah.
It was cool because there was a lot of Christmas stuff going on as well. I guess we could start with Yuna since we did bring her up. She did the cover. We talked about it in, I think, another episode. She covered Jennie's solo song, You and Me. And it was pretty good.
Yes, she did really, really good.
The one thing I was surprised at was that Yeonjun, we knew he was going to perform a BTS song. And I was kind of hoping it was not the one that he did.
3D by Jungkook.
I was hoping it was Standing Next to You or Seven. Because
mm-hmm.
I like those songs way more
right.
than 3D, to be honest.
Like 3D is good. But Standing not, Next to You and oh, Seven is way better.
But it's not Standing Next to You.
Right. Also, I was disappointed because I thought, like, when they had announced that Yuna and Yeonjun were going to do a special stage, I thought that they were going to do one together, but they didn't. It was separate.
I thought so, too. They made it sound like it was, like, going to be some crazy or cool duet.
I was like, hello.
I thought there was going to be them dancing with each other, not yeah. literally two separate different stages.
That's dumb. I was disappointed.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing because I feel like they could have done so much. Dude, Yeonjun can dance. He'll dance any girl group stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention, Yuna can dance, too. So she would have been more than capable doing like Jungkook song. So yeah, that was the part because they made it
because they came out together and then
the build-up was there.
The intro was together and then they just did separate stages.
The build-up was there even when they announced it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, BTS and Blackpink, like right. they're gonna be doing tribute stages.
Hello.
You know what's crazy is because this is the same is this the same show where they did the Twice one? No
No, that's a different one.
That was a different show. But I think, that was Mama. That's the kind of scale they made it, like, built it up to be. Like, when all the fourth gen girl groups performed all those Twice songs. And if you haven't seen it yet still, you go look that up. You pause this right now and you go look that up because that was crazy. Can you kind of go over a few more of, like, what you've seen and everything? Like,
for
some
the
of the performances?
Up?
Yeah.
For,
what is it? It's SBS, right? Gayo Dajon.
No, I don't even know if we're pronouncing that right.
But, probably skewed it up pretty bad.
I mean, there was like a lot of performances. Aespa was one of the first ones that I saw. They did Merodic, which is freaking iconic because if you guys don't know, Merodic is by DBSK, which was one of the huge K-pop groups back in second gen.
Dang. What this if the person's from DBSK, from the Dispatch?
Oh.
And it's someone from Aespa, fourth gen girl group who has all legal members.
They're daddies, though, honestly.
Apparently,
mean, like,
someone's
they're old.
Daddy.
But, yeah, so they did Merodic. We mentioned Yuna did You and I. Yeonjun did 3D by Jungkook. I mean, obviously, NewJeans performed. Le Sserafim performed. And...
Oh, did they?
They had Christmas themes that, going on.
For some of them, right?
G-Idol performed. They had Christmas outfits, which was really cute.
Le Sserafim had Christmas outfits that they threw on midway. But, like, I appreciate them playing Perfect Night, the holiday remix.
Yes.
That's always one of my favorites.
ZB1 performed. Rise.
They were fed. The people in the audience are just... These
the
people are always getting fed.
The lineup was actually really, really crazy. And then they ended... with NCT, but before that was Stray Kids. And I have a lot to say about that because their stage was like fucking messed up, honestly. Like, I don't know what was going on.
Are you saving this for the Stray Kids section?
I don't know. You put it here already.
Just put it here, yeah. Because we're talking about... It would be weird to not talk about it and wait till Stray Kids.
So basically, like, with... Well, firstly, Hyunjin debuted his new hairstyle that he did for Stays.
What do you rate it on a 1 to 10?
This one is like an 8, honestly, because
you complained about it. I felt
did.
Like...
No, because then looking back, I'm like, okay, it's not his coconut chestnut hairstyle, which I would be so mad about. So it's like...
You lost me a coconut. I thought he was like a coconut head or something. Like,
you remember his bowl cut that
oh, yeah,
did
the bowl
for...
cut. Yeah, that's what I imagined. Okay, never mind.
No, it wasn't like that. So his that. Like bangs are still long in the front, but the back part of his hair is short. I mean, I wish he kept growing it out, but I don't know. Hyunjin has this like idea in his head where he wants to change up his style for every like different comeback or concert or whatever. So, and then he's also dyed it. It's like a burgundy, like a wine color, basically. The color is fine, but I'm just like, no, why did he cut it short in the back? But it's not as bad. It will grow eventually. Hopefully by the time we see them again, it'll be long.
Is this what you were going to complain about, or is there something else you wanted to complain about?
Also, the camera work for SBS and the audio for Stray Kids stage in particular was really, really, really bad.
Oh, they fucked up. The audio people effed up pretty bad on Stray Kids.
Because when Stray Kids was performing Rock, La 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 La, when it was Changbin and Felix's turn to sing, there was a different audio coming through. It was a remix.
You didn't notice the remix? Even Changbin said it himself.
He did. So, like, he's like, did you guys like our new remix? So they mentioned it on a live afterwards. They were basically calling out SBS for all their freaking mess ups on their stage. It was New Jeans by New Jeans.
So, yes, the New Jeans song.
It was playing while they were singing. And, like, oh, my God. Like, if you guys have seen all the camera, like, fan cams of the members' faces when that happened, Changbin's face was, like, super, like, angry and pouty.
Changbin mad.
He's like, what's going on? And then, like, but they handled it in such a professional way, of course, because they're Stray Kids. Like, they just sang, like, nothing was happening. And finally, like, the music turned off maybe, like, how many seconds? It played for a while. I was like, hello, like, turn that shit off. And it was louder than their actual, like, their music, which it was, like, playing over. So I was like, what the heck is going on? Also, there was, like, parts where the cameraman was, like, filming an empty stage. Like, Stray Kids had walked to the other side, and then the camera was, like, filming nothing. So I don't know what was going on.
It was beautiful.
It was so
it was beautifully dumb.
Stupid.
Some of the camera. First off, like when the camera is moving, like on the aerial movements, it's funny because it's like it jitters. It's like
malfunctioning.
It seems like it's malfunctioning, right?
And then when Vocal Racha, Seungmin, and Ayan had their own little stage before all of this happened, and even then they had messed up. Instead of, like, you know how they have the title on the screen, like, oh, Ayan and Seungmin of Stray Kids, like, performing. They did a song by Dio from EXO, and they put Starry Kids instead of Stray Kids.
That is amazing.
What is going
on? That's amazing. I love Starry Kids.
And then, like, Ayan and Seungmin, they were on these, like, the stage would raise up. But then, like, someone had filmed it from where they were sitting, and it was, like, legit shaking, like, when it was going up. I was like, is that safe? It was, like, an earthquake. I'm like,
in the Philippines? Like,
I have no idea, but it was, like, it was disappointing. But, of course, like, Stray Kids put on an amazing performance. They went into the audience. Like, how similar to they
that
did
always
with,
gets the crowd going.
With at KCON and then also the one in the Philippines. Their outfits were really, really cool. I don't know if any of you have watched Battle Royale. It's like a really, really old Japanese movie, but it's basically what Hunger Games.
Yes.
Copied.
I was gonna say.
Copied.
Inspired.
Inspired. Haley. Okay.
Don't need to get so defensive.
I am. I don't know if they gave credit to it. That's why. But Battle Royale was like, it's like a Hunger Game. So it's all these school kids, and then basically they have to try and survive, and they have like a collar around their neck. And basically if they lose the game, they get shocked and then they die. There's like a lot
of
blood.
Spoilers.
There's a lot of blood and like it's gory, but basically Stray Kids outfits for the performance were based off that. So if you look closely, you can see them wearing like the shock collars, and then like that's why they had like the torn clothes and like the school uniform, because it was based off that. I was really excited about it because I watched that a long ass time ago when it first came out, so I'm like a fan of that movie.
That basically Haley just kidnapped this and made it a Stray Kid segment.
Yes,
but they're not the only ones with outfits and stuff that we could talk about, mm-hmm. because, like I said, I liked all of the outfits. They did really well. Like they dressed them up so nicely. Like Ive.
Don't oh you have yeah, anything they look to like Nutcracker.
Yeah,
because I used to dance ballet, and I was telling Joko, I was like, oh, they're like look like nutcrackers, like from the ballet, the Nutcracker, if you guys don't know. But I wore something similar to that when I danced before, a long ass time ago. Yeah,
like, it was cool seeing even New Jeans had like these like super like baggy, almost like a football jersey. And just in general, like even Aespa's outfits were super, super nice.
And it's all very Christmas theme. And then when ATEEZ performed, I liked their outfits because all their backup dancers were wearing bunny hats.
Yeah, that was
I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
It was such a great performance. Aside from all some of the shoddy camera work,
the camera work was like not
and
then it.
Stray Kids getting ruined, or I should say sabotaged.
But
possibly.
Honestly, it's stupid because like they have been on this show, and SBS has been doing this end of the year show for forever. And I feel like the one last year was really, really good because that's the one where Stray Kids did Christmas Evil, and they've done like prior performances like the Thunderous one. The Christmas
and
Thunder.
The stage was so...
Like, the stages are so nice. And I don't know what happened this year.
Like, they did, like, the KCON center
the
stage
thing. The 360 stage. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Freaking Felix. He looked like an anime character or, like, a freaking video
like
game character. Like, yeah. He looked insane.
Also, he... speaking of Felix...
He looked crazy. Like, wow.
Speaking of Felix, he made a cameo on Nizu's stage because, you know, he was in their music video.
Yeah.
But then he came out and he was wearing, like, a prince outfit. And because, like, his hair is super blonde and he's growing it out right now, he looked really, really like a manhwa, like, prince,
basically.
Oh, yeah,
he does look like a manhwa character.
Yeah, so that was really cute.
That was pretty cool. I mean, even, like, Shiny was there.
Oh, my God, Shiny.
How can you forget about that?
Shiny was so good because they did Sherlock.
It was,
and that's like one of their like iconic songs.
One of the things that we noticed too, it's like, you know, for the other two members currently not, you know, obviously not there.
Right.
It was nice to have two backup dancers like actually doing some of the formations because it's
right. They need
their
five
choreo
people.
Was made for five. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of, it sucked to see, but at the same time, it was nice to see. It was like nostalgic, right? Especially for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I was like, oh my God, they're singing such an old song. Like, it's cool how they did a really old song and then a new song. So they did Hard as well, which I'm not a huge fan of that song compared to like their older songs, but it was cool.
But the best part, I think, for me, like actually, I guess it's tied with all the performances because the performances and the songs are really good. And just, you know, seeing all the different types of stages is like amazing. But if you are on Instagram or TikTok, you probably saw a lot of awesome fan cams.
Oh, yeah.
With idol interactions. I mean, it's just, this is like one of the best parts about these kind of shows, especially during this time of the year. It's like a little gift. It's a gift to multi-stans, right? Because I remember like seeing Karina and Chaewon, like, you know, kind of laughing together. Chaewon put like her nose on Karina.
Right. The like, Rudolph nose.
Felix has a new annual tradition of getting lost.
He got lost again.
Of getting lost and, you know, looking like a...
Separated.
Looking like a little kid who lost his family
He's
in a theme park.
He's actually a stray kid.
So...
Honestly.
He was like lost
to the name.
And sad and worried, looking for everyone.
And it's funny because Ian was the one that noticed that Felix was gone. And then he told Lino. And then Lino got like worried. But then Ian went off and he found Felix. And I was like, who's the real Mungnae though?
Who kidnapped Felix? Was it Jake?
No, it wasn't. It was NCT.
Oh, shoot. So there you go. It was just like, that's the cool part, seeing all these like amazing interactions that you can't get unless you are like, unless like shows like this happen. Like,
right.
You really can't see any of this stuff. Another really cool part, which was also another gift, literally on Christmas Day, like here in the U.S. when it dropped, were a lot of the dance challenges. A lot of these,
oh my goodness,
a lot of these idols. To be honest, I even noted it down.
They
somewhere
were
in
all
my notes.
There, like, because they were all at that end of the year concert. So, you know, while they're waiting in the lobby for their performance, I guess they all decided to film dance challenges,
like, for real,
in the hotel lobby.
Le Sserafim, ITZY, and Aespa. They just basically gave us a buffet,
yes,
of dance challenges, like amongst themselves, like with each other, and it was just, it was crazy. Like, I couldn't believe it. Some of them were just like amazing. Like, I remember I woke up and the first thing we all do these days, go straight to your phone, right? And the first thing on Instagram was like the first like 10 or 12 posts that I scrolled through were all from official accounts. It was like
right.
Three Aespa, 3 Le Sserafim, and it's dance challenges with amongst all three of them.
Yeah. They're like switching out.
It was freaking awesome. It was so cool to see. So, I mean, that's my favorite gift.
Who was the one that did the dance challenge with TVXQ?
Oh, Chaewon.
Oh,
Chaewon. Yeah, see, even Chaewon. Like, so there you go. You even get like that kind of thing.
But it was so funny because I looked in the comments and then people, because they don't. All the new K-pop fans don't know who TVXQ are, and then they're like, who are these really handsome-looking old men? I'm like, what the frick?
Well, they got both of those correct, though. The description is accurate.
Yes. I mean, they're still younger than me,
you know what's crazy? Some people probably, like, have watched Kingdom and don't realize those are the hosts.
Yeah.
The you know, Kingdom? The awesome show with Stray Kids, ATEEZ, B2B, The Boys, SF9,
and Icon. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that Kingdom, the crazy one.
Yeah, they were the hosts. It was mainly...
Those two were the hosts. Well, yeah.
It was mainly Max, and then, you know, like, he was there in the beginning. He was there
to announce the first stuff, and he's like, I'm done.
Yeah. So it See was later, only Max.
So, yeah, it's the same dudes. And, I mean, they're iconic in their own way already, right? Like the Gen 2 Legends kind of thing.
That's what people were saying in the comments, too. They're like, literally, your 4th gen and 5th gen groups couldn't exist without them. So, like, pay some respect.
This is true. A lot of this, like, they've helped build this whole K-pop empire currently. So that was really cool. I mean, just, like, it was awesome. I had no words. It was just, like, me and my happy smile, poofy face in the morning. Just, you know, that one emoji that I like to do. The one where it's, like, oh.
The
ooh-ooh face. The ooh face, yeah. Yeah, that's basically me that whole morning. So it was really cool to see all of it. Because, like you said, it feels like it was just, like, in the lobby of wherever they were. It was a nice lobby.
Yeah.
It's definitely a nice change from,
all
like.
All had Christmas decorations as well.
It's a nice change from all the backstage, like, plain white, like, stairs, walls and stuff.
Yeah, the
like,
hallways.
This is, like, it was super, super nice. Can you imagine walking down, like, about to grab brunch or whatever, and then you see them like doing dance challenges? Man, that was awesome. So I think that's it. Do you want to say anything, any two cents? Oh, I do want to say, actually, I want to pray that we have an end of the year bash or some type of either award show, or not even end of the year, any time of the year.
I think it's gonna be end of the year. They do those all in Korea.
I just want something similar. Even a slice of that, I just want to witness it here.
Yeah, KCON.
Oh, shit. I guess you're right.
KCON is very similar to that.
That is a slice, I guess. There's our slice.
Yeah, I mean, at least we have that. I feel like, because KCON, they bring 20 artists. That's a lot.
And you're right. When they're saying bye at the end, they kind of interact-ish, I guess. Ish.
Yeah, they do. Stray Kids was there till the very end. They didn't want to get off stage. And they do that at every freaking concert. And then the staff has to chase them off as well.
But it's, like, different, though, because I feel like when we watch these ones, it's, like, they're standing all next to each other, so they have to, like, interact and talk to each other before they go off stage together.
Yeah.
Because, like, KCON, it's, like, the groups stay amongst themselves. They say hi to other groups as a group when they walk by. But that's it. Like, this one feels different because they look so comfortable and fun. Like, literally, seeing Chaewon and Karina, and then seeing Yunjin and Ningning holding hands going off together, it's like different. I feel like compared to that's what I expect and what I want to see.
Yeah,
compared to like what we get at KCON, where you got Taemin trying to leave.
Yeah, because he probably has a flight to freaking catch.
He's trying to leave, and the adults will not let him.
They're like, nope.
Let's see. I guess we could move on to Jennie. A lot of stuff about Jennie going on, actually. First off, Yuna did perform her solo song, which was pretty good. And, I mean, Yuna looks really good in red hair.
Everyone's doing that hair color.
Honestly, like, you're right. Yunjin, like, even Yeji.
Yep.
Winter. You're right. Winter. Yeah, Yuna. Everyone. Man, they look good. Well, I mean, we just brought up Yuna, I guess that counts.
Sorry, I'm still thinking about her.
saucy, aren't we? Also, Jennie did gift us Blinks a nice present on her official YouTube channel. Of course, Jennie Ruby Jane, a Christmas song cover. So she did ask a lot of Blinks, I think, on Weverse a while back, a couple months ago. I think we talked about it too. Mm-hmm. She was asking what she should do a cover of. I wanted Last Christmas. And in a way, I thought about it. I was like, they kind of performed Last Christmas during the last Christmas because when they were on tour. Remember that, like, those lucky blinks that got to see them on Christmas?
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, they dressed up in, like, Santa, cute Santa outfits, and they sang Last Christmas, like, all four of them. So she ended up doing a song called Snowman, which I had no idea about what this song is.
Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, at least you thought of that, because I didn't. Oh. I thought of the one from Frozen. Do you want to build a snowman? Oh, I was like, oh, she's going to sing that? And no, it was none of those. But it was nice because, you know, it was great for both fans in, you know, Asia and globally because, like, the first half of the song was Korean and the second half was English. So it was really, it was a pretty nice song. And I loved her outfit. She looked super, super cute and comfortable, like super cozy. Nice winter, winter holiday vibes kind of thing. Jennie also has finally officially confirmed that she has established her own label. This one that we talked about, you know, with all the drama and, you know, waiting that we were waiting for Blackpink, which thank goodness we really did cover. They did re-sign with YG as a group, but they did mention they're going to be having their own solo activities. And this is how she's going to do it, with her own label. And it's Odd Atelier. I saw a lot of, like, I know, I'm sure some of them, I'm sure a lot of people were joking, but I think half the people didn't, were not joking. I think people read it as Odd Eight Liar, or Lear.
Yeah.
Odd Eight, like, no, it's Atelier. It's like a French word. I forgot. You remember there's a game. The only reason why I know Atelier because of there's
Atelier
a game.
Atelier Riser.
Yes, Riser. So all the Atelier games, like, if you're a gaming weeb like myself, you know all the different Atelier games. So Odd Atelier is her new label. I hope she can sign us. She could sign our podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Jennie, if you're listening to this, yeah, at Permission to Stand Podcast, just drop in the DMs. Also, she will finally be appearing on a variety show again after apparently like 5 years.
Oh,
and she's
going to
be like almost like a host in it too. So it's going to be called Apartment 404. I don't know the details, but the only thing that kind of shocked me was 5 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I was like, whoa. So there you go. Let's see. This next piece of news is actually something you dropped for me.
Yeah.
It's one of her exes, one of Jennie's exes.
And also mine.
Oh, damn. There you go. That narrows it down. Can't be Mr. Rover.
G-Dragon, because we all know that he did not sign again with YG Entertainment, and he is leaving officially. So he decided to part ways with YG Entertainment and is signing with a corporation called Galaxy Corporation.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds interesting. I thought it's like, is this by Samsung or something?
I think it's like a music agency.
Well, I'd hope so.
I would hope so.
No, it's a cat daycare agency for all his
cats. It's for him to go to the moon, you know, with Top. No. On December 22nd, Sports Seoul reported that the decisive factor behind G-Dragon choosing to join Galaxy Corporation instead of staying with YG Entertainment was because of the handling of the drug allegation incidents. So, like, that totally changed his mind, because, like, before that all happened, he was going to re-sign with YG, but I think because of the way that they handled it,
YG kind of sucks at handling a lot of shit.
Yeah,
to be honest.
According to G-Dragon, according to the report, G-Dragon was all set to sign a renewal exclusive contract with YG for the release of his album, but then all that drug shit happened to him, like
the
a
allegations.
Month.
Like, right before. But the thing is, he's right. Like, you didn't hear anything from YG, like, the company, like, defending him.
Saying, it was,
like,
all him by himself.
And it's crazy, because, I mean, look at Hybe, right? Like, as soon as, like, someone talks shit to Minji on their live, on phoning, it's like they announced already, like, the next day, like, we're going to do, like, we're going to press charges, we're going to do a formal investigation, and it's just, YG is just, you know, doing YG stuff.
Yeah, and basically, like, when G-Dragon had told YG Entertainment this, of course they were upset about him, like, leaving and not re-signing. But then, like, in the end of the article when I was reading it, they're like, oh, well, YG, like, wished him the best and, like, hope everything goes well for him and, like, in his future endeavors or whatever. But then it's like, you wouldn't have lost your artist if you, like, freaking did something about it.
He's still a pretty huge global icon.
Right. Like, everyone looks up to him.
I still see his, like, modeling stuff, like, on, like, I think, what was it? Was it Vogue or something recently on the magazine?
Yeah.
Like, the front cover? So,
I mean,
he's still super relevant.
So, like, here's hoping that now, finally, like, all that drug allegations and everything is cleared up for him. And that he's moving on to this new Galaxy Corporation company, that we might get an album next year. I'm hoping, but not hoping, so putting my high hopes up.
We have
up.
A new, he extended it to
I
next
guess.
Year for you, for VIP in your hearts.
Watch him drop a freaking video at the end of this year on December 31st.
I hope he does.
And with Galaxy Corporation and be like, hey, VIPs, like, I'm gonna, like, do a comeback with this new corporation.
Is he going to be known by GD instead of G-Dragon?
I don't know if YG kept the name.
That's what I'm curious
that
about.
Sucks.
I wonder if they did or not. Because I mean,
he can just call himself, like, Kwon Jeong if he wants.
But if people are not familiar with that, it's, like, almost like Rap Monster, right? Like,
went
straight to RM, so GD.
Namjoon, yeah.
So.
Because Rap Monster doesn't even exist anymore. He, like, voided
so
that.
So G-Dragon would be just GD.
Yeah.
Like, that would make sense,
that's
too.
That's cool. Everyone knows him as GD.
So that'd be cool, too. That's, like,
here's
one,
hoping
that's one idea I was thinking
as
of.
As much as I, like, freaking hate, not hate on him, but, like, give him a hard time, I love G-Dragon. I love his music, and I really wish that he would come back, because I do miss hearing from him. And, like, because he's really, really talented. And not to mention, he was the one that made all the light sticks. Like, he was the first one to, like, pioneer the idea of a light stick. So he's very, very creative person.
So there you go.
I mean, I'm just waiting. Maybe 2024 will be the year.
That's you being totally unbiased. Like, to be honest, it blew my mind too.
Yeah.
When you told me a lot of these different things, like especially the idea of the light stick.
Yeah, and G-Dragon he is a global icon, and, like, he's very in tune with, like, fashion. He goes to all, like, those fashion shows. Like, he was the one doing all of that stuff before we saw, like, all these other, like, younger idols start doing all, like,
you know,
those,
like, side modeling.
Yeah,
gigs,
he was
thing.
Like the first one, like, one of the first ones. So, I mean, he really put everybody else on the map. I mean, I know people will argue with me and be like, oh, no, like, it was BTS. BTS looked up to G-Dragon and Big Bang, so you can't say anything. And they actually said that when Taeyang was on Yoongi's show. Like, he straight up said that. So, like, it's from Yoongi's mouth that it was Big Bang.
There
the ones
go.
That put them on the map.
I mean, if you're ARMY, shouldn't you know that? Remember that one interview where they asked each member?
Yeah.
Like, I forgot what interview. It was a long time ago. Like, who was, like, their influences.
Right.
Like, more than half of them
were
Big Bang members, basically.
Yeah. So I'm just like, you guys, I don't know. Big Bang was the first.
Haley's crazy laugh. Yes.
Okay. That's it for G-Dragon. Hopefully I'll hear from him next year.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, too. For your mental sake.
For mental health.
Stability, yeah. Yes, your mental health. Well, it looks like this should be the halfway point, even though we did kind of go over a little bit more than what we thought we would.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting too excited, you know, multi-stand stuff. Mm-hmm. Super excited, hyped for all those interactions, dance challenges.
Yes.
Oh, I love that stuff. Ooh, I love that stuff. So if you're still tuning in, we very much appreciate it. This is the Permission to Stand podcast, where you can tune in and listen and get updates, news, gossip, fun, good vibe talks with K-pop. If you have no one else to listen or talk to, you have the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, Joko, and this is Haley, of course. My fiance. Is that how they say it in French?
Fiance.
and you can also check us out on our social media stuff, which I will promise you, Haley, will you make this promise?
I need to, because I already promised in like a past episode that I had to do that friggin' Vegemite video.
Past episode? You mean past episodes plural?
No, like strictly the past episode. I said that I need to, otherwise I won't see Ricky next year before the new year ends.
We'll never see Ricky again at this rate.
No, I need to do it.
At this rate, we're not going to see Ricky.
But no, I have to.
But yeah, so check us out where Haley's
on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
What can you find on both of those?
A lot of videos, and I think the last ones were Le Sserafim.
See, she doesn't even know. She doesn't know herself. But also, if you follow us on Instagram, we do repost a lot of fun reels.
That's easy. You kind of keep
up to date with a lot of different things, K-pop in the K-pop universe, multiverse world. And it's also, you can also drop us messages or reply to it, because that's how we keep in touch with a lot of our listeners. We do kind of go back and forth, banter, simp, do all the fun stuff that you do with your K-pop friends. And I think, also give us a like rating, hit that notification bell, and subscribe if you're still enjoying this. But Haley, once you're done doing that, you can talk about BTS.
Doing what?
I'm talking to the people.
Oh, okay.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So we did already mention that IU was on Yoongi's show, but I want to go into like some more like little stuff that I saw when I was watching some clips from it. So you know how IU did the song 8 with Yoongi?
With Yoongi, right.
She featured him. And so they talked a little bit about that. And Yoongi said to IU, he's like, I know I wasn't your first pick for a collab. And then she's like, really? We're going to talk about this? And
uh-oh.
And then he's like, yeah, it was meant to be Namjoon. And because like specifically, she had asked Yoongi for Namjoon's number because she wanted to collab with Namjoon first. And then...
So it was supposed to be an IURM.
Yes,
so
it was. But a different
double
song.
Double letters.
It was... yes. But it wasn't going to be 8. It was like going to be obviously a different song. Because at the time when she was thinking about doing a collab with Namjoon, it was going to be She said a more serious song.
This is kind of serious.
I mean, 8 is also, but the melody is very like happy.
Right.
Right. So the one she's talking about is like, I guess like doesn't sound as happy sounding, but she said that
it's more sad with Namjoon.
She said that she asked Yoongi for RM's number, but she never called him because when it came down to it, Namjoon was a total stranger for her. So she felt like awkward, like calling him up and being like, hey, do you want to collab with me? She was just like nervous at the time, I guess. So she never ever called him. And then she lost she lost interest in doing a song with him. So she moved
on. She got in her own head. It happens to all of us, so I get it.
And then so she came up with the idea 8 and like having the song called 8. And she chose the number 8 because she's like obsessed with numbers, I guess. Obviously, she did the song 25. Was it 25? Yeah. So she was 28 at the time, and she wanted to do a song with someone close to her age, which is Yoongi.
Yoongi is perfect, yes.
And then she said, out of all the producers that she knew that is close to her age, she said, Yoongi is the best. And then Yoongi was like, I can't deny that. So he was like all smug about it. So yeah, they did 8 together, and which is like, an amazing song. She didn't like, it was always rumored that this song was like about the death of Sully.
Sully, right.
But who was from FX and she committed suicide, if you guys didn't know. But like, it was never ever confirmed by IU. People were just like interpreting the song because it came out around that time. And then they knew that she was friends with her.
Oh, I didn't realize it was not confirmed.
No, because she like never mentioned it. But then like, because then she said, everyone interprets the song differently. Like, if it can be about someone, like, losing a friend, losing a pet, losing, like, someone that you're close to. Or it can be about, like, death. Like, it can be interpreted in many ways. And I think just because around that time. And she said that she was very in her feels. Honestly, I do think it was about her. But about Sully, but then like she never
didn't say
ever.
It verbally. Mm-mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, so she still hasn't said it, not even on the show.
No,
okay.
Yeah. So like she didn't even mention it in the show. She was just like, I was very like, she didn't say depressed, but then she was just like very in her feelings when she was writing that. But she never like actually specified what it was about. But I mean, each to their own. Like you can interpret it the way that you want. It's a very, very nice song, honestly.
Right.
It's, like I said, it sounds very, very happy, but the meaning of it is actually really, really sad.
Yeah, it's like a cute, like, kind of like,
yeah,
it's cheerful-ish in a way, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, until you understand Korean or read the lyrics, right? Yeah.
But that's pretty much all that I have on BTS because obviously they're all in the military right now.
I mean, yeah, unless you're watching the docuseries,
yeah,
which
the
we docuseries. Haven't even had
we
the
haven't.
Chance to check out at all.
Yeah, we haven't
so,
been able to watch that.
I mean,
that.
Is there already like 4 episodes possibly? Because it was like 2 every week or something?
Yeah, probably.
So, I mean, there you go. You could still get your fill with that if you're
I mean,
Army.
I've been seeing clips of it, but I just really haven't had time. I'm even behind on Stray Kids content, so that's something. So I don't have any other time to like.
That's something because
yeah,
she's always
I'm
watching
I'm always
that
on
shit.
Top of that. But yeah, I'm like a couple of episodes behind for Stray Kids.
I am so behind. Well, I'm not super. Oh, you know what? I need to finish the recent Time to Twice.
Mm.
It was so. Maybe I'll talk about it next year because I want to watch all of it. And it's really. I think I brought it up. Did I ever bring it up on the podcast?
Yeah, you did.
Like, yeah, I like the whole kind of. It's supposed to be like
yeah, because
Squid
they were
game
doing
ish.
Yeah,
but,
on those pillar things.
Yeah, they did like all these really cool. Fun looking physical activity kind of things, and it's just been chaos, which is perfect. That's what you want to see when you're watching your groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and plus, I haven't watched Time to Twice, which is you could think of it as Twice's version of, you know, like Run BTS
yeah,
or like their own variety show.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's been super fun, and I haven't been keeping up. Usually, I used to be caught up with Lennyverse,
mm-hmm.
which is Le Sserafim's too. And I haven't checked out NewJeans in a while, too. Or Stacey. I used to watch Stacey's a lot.
Yeah, it's just like we just, don't have time.
Man. But hopefully, you know, I want to check out Time to Twice. It's a lot of fun. Maybe I'll even have Haley kind of, I'll play it in the background and she can glance at it during funny parts. Because there's some super funny, cute parts, too, which is like really, you know, a lot of fun. And I used to watch Run BTS a lot with you, too.
Yeah, because like, obviously I know you.
So that's the same thing too. So yeah, hopefully I'll talk about it next year.
So moving on to Stray Kids, this seems to be a thing with Lily because I feel like she does her lives right next to the dance practice.
And we're
room.
Talking about Lily, yes, the legendary,
the only Lily,
Lily from NMIX, of yeah. course, fellow JYP group,
fellow Aussie
to Bang Chan and Felix,
and me.
And you.
Come on. So she actually spoiled La 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 in her live back in July.
This is her birthday one, right?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no. I was trying. That was
her birthday one was a different one where Stray Kids were like yelling and screaming in the
That's
background.
That's right. Okay. I get.
They are the ones that ruin her life.
They ruin her life all the time.
Yes, because they're so loud.
But who knew that she actually had leaked Yeah. La, la, la.
No one knew. No one caught onto it.
Because we didn't know what the hell it was.
She was the one that actually brought it up on her recent live, saying like, oh my God, you guys, like, I didn't know that I almost spoiled their title track because I didn't even know that it was going to be their title track and they were practicing when she was doing her live. And then like, there's a video of her live and you can hear it. The whole song was playing the whole time that she was doing her live.
Her room where she does her lives is literally
right next to the dance practice room.
It's insane.
That's what she said. She's like, I film my lives like, and the dance practice room is like right next door.
You need to find a different place to film this shit. Like, to be honest, Lily, like.
And then she's like, thank God none of the stays saw or heard or caught on, because that would have been disastrous. And then I would have had to be really, really, really sorry to like, Bang Chan.
The thing is now, a lot more people will be more attentive to all of this.
Yeah, and then like I'm sure she will be too.
Well, yeah, that's true on the flip
She'd
side.
Be like, fuck.
But at the same time, yeah, like it's just because now that we all know that a title track was leaked.
You can
literally
hear
like,
it, the whole song. I'm like, oh my goodness.
When did La 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 come? Like, was it like a month ago?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This was in July.
This was, yeah. So, it can't. That's insane. July, August, September, October. That's 5 months.
Yeah.
A title track.
Right. They were practicing still, so.
Oh, well, I guess Lily's going to get more viewers, a lot of stay on her lives from now on.
That's
Plus,
true.
Her lives are very, very
She's
interesting.
Funny. She's like Felix.
She's like funny and not trying to be funny. Yeah, she's like Felix, but in a different weird way. They're both
she's
weird
more,
in their own
yeah.
different ways.
They're very entertaining.
She's very strange in a very interesting way.
No
she's,
one can hear your she, screams from the basement.
She's very unique. Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, these are, yeah. I have no more words to describe it, except you just need to see some of the clips yourself because you can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. So Stray Kids had their new Stray Kids Code episode, and I think I mentioned it. No, maybe I didn't mention it. But it's called Exchange, like E-X, like an X, Exchange / Love Transit Stray Codes episode. So this is actually based off a Korean show, and it's about ex couples living together in the same house, and they decide whether they want to get back together or pursue new people. And this is kind of
this sounds like an American trash.
Yes!
Trash show.
That's why
for sure.
It's amazing.
Why does this sound so familiar? It's like
sounds
one of,
like the ultimatum. The
something
one that
like
I,
that. Yeah. Oh my god.
Because I watch those trash shows because it's like I can just watch it mindlessly and just, you know, have something that I don't really have to think about. And then yeah, basically that's what it is. Like you either stay with the couple you came with,
but this is
or
them.
You yeah, it's them.
Oh
like
my
amongst each
god.
Other.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's why it's so it's wild. And then, so you guys should check it out. Of course, it's very funny. And then the second part is going to be, I think, next week? No, on the 30th.
Well, I mean,
whenever the 30th is, December 30th, the
like
second
the,
part
like usual,
will be.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like usual, right? Like, it just comes out a second part.
But a lot of people were super excited to see Hyunjin and I.N. driving. Because usually it's Lino, Changbin.
Yeah, are you brain farting? Are you okay?
Bang Chan? Yeah, Bang Chan.
It was cool seeing I.N. drive.
Is that all the ones
Are you
that
okay?
can drive? I'm trying to think.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
don't think too hard.
But
you're
yeah, so
Hyunjin
and Ian. So like, and then people on stay were asking like, oh Hyunjin, like when did you get your license? Like, because they're surprised. This is the first time that they've seen him driving, and he's like, actually, I've had it for a while since like whenever Lino got it. So it's been a while, but he just hasn't driven, I guess. But so on Bang Chan's bubble. He recommended a 17 song.
Ooh.
I think we need to check it out.
We've been listening to a lot of 17, especially like their old B-sides. And
they're really good. Like, they're so good.
Damn. Like, their songs are so good.
Together?
Like, Together is one of my favorites, even though I know it's like an older one now. The reason why I listen to it is because it's on one of the levels for the Hive rhythm game.
Yeah.
Which is the Hybe's. Think of like JYP Superstar and, you know, all the Superstar games. This is the rhythm game for specifically all Hybe groups. So, unfortunately, there's no Fromis. It's just New Jeans and LeSserafim for the girls. Then BTS, 17, and Hypen, and TXT.
Right.
And it's
a load of boys.
The library is really good. Especially if you like, we listen to all these Hybe groups. Like, so easily. This is a game for me. And it's, and this is one of the hard levels that you actually have to play. And I was like, man, this is a nice song.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like, it sounds like an anime.
It sounds like an anime opening song. Like, it's freaking awesome. So, yeah, check out 17 Together. But what did Bang Chan recommend?
Getting Closer. So, that's the song that he recommended. He just, like, came on Bubble and was like, today's song recommendation, Getting Closer by 17.
So. I don't know if I know that song. Maybe I have heard it.
We just don't know the title.
The title, yeah.
Which happens a lot. I'm like, wow, I know this song, but I don't know what it's called. Obviously, stays were also fed well over the holidays. We got cute Christmas photo shoots where the members were wearing fluffy bunny hats. And a lot of these are on the Japanese Stray Kids site. It wasn't their official, like, you know, like the regular Stray Kids Instagram or YouTube. Or it's Twitter. It's all on the Japanese one. Because I feel like the Japan one, they always do like a lot of Christmas stuff for them. They even did it last year. Because remember when they did the Fairy Tale Christmas version?
Oh, yeah.
Version?
Fairy Tale was... Oh, so that's also one of my favorite Japanese songs.
Yeah. So they did another Christmas special, like the vertical music videos for the song Novel, which was like on their Japanese album. So they're all wearing like cute Christmas outfits and like singing along. It's just really cute. And then Stray Kids finally did the thunderous Christmas TikTok challenge.
Yes.
That we have all been seeing other groups do it.
Yes.
So Twice did it. And then also LeSserafim did the God's Menu Christmas Evil Dance Challenge.
Yeah, that was
I was like, wow.
So surprising.
I'm so happy.
That was like not on any bingo card. You can't say any person in the world was going to predict that. Like, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, it was really...
I thought it was an edit, like a fake edit.
Right. But then I was like, oh my God, they're using like all these old sounds, but then they're finally doing the challenge. So like Stray Kids finally did it. Their own dance challenge that someone made.
So happy.
And then another popular dance challenge that every single group, I think, has been doing since it snowed in Korea is EXO's song... The First Snow, and you've probably seen it.
Oh, have I?
All of the groups have literally done it.
Everyone.
So, Enhypen, TXT, Astro, Rise, G-Idol, NCT, LeSserafim, ZB1, NMIX.
Christmas like, is a nice time.
Stray Kids. I didn't even mention
for
Stray Kids.
For K-pop stands. Yeah. Like, it's just the Christmas season is amazing.
This is their gifts for us, basically. They're giving it to us for Christmas. But, yeah.
That's keep on giving it. You could give it to us in person next year, huh? Huh?
Yes, a lot. Lots of dance
challenges.
That'd be
awesome, please. Yes, thank you very much. So, I mean, would you want to do a dance challenge with any of them? JYP, right?
Yeah. Stray Kids, obviously.
No, JYP.
Oh, what?
The man himself.
Hell no. I mean, maybe. I mean, if he asked me, I probably would.
I just think of Yoonche. Oh, poor Yoonche. Oh, man. And I mean, all the other idols that did it. But then she's like not even part of his company.
she's like, why am I doing this? Because she's the host. She will do every single dance challenge.
She needs an award for herself.
Smiling through the pain.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Didn't even look at him.
I need to save her. We need to save her and protect her.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, thank you, everyone, for joining us. I think that's pretty much it.
That is it.
So, we will see everyone, and you will hear us next year?
Yes.
Yes. Haley, are you okay?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. So, yes, this is pretty much it. Thank you for an awesome year, everyone that's tuning in, listening. We've done really well. The podcast has grown so much because of all of you. It's been very, 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 like, more successful than we could have ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
Having over thousands of listeners for every episode from, like, literally around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just amazing to think that all around the world, we have a community of people. We're all linked together and connected because of our podcast and just enjoying K-pop and all the things like around and about K-pop,
mm-hmm.
right? So thank you everyone for joining and tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. As always, every Thursday you get a nice weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates with us. We will be here again with you all in 2024.
Ah, that's crazy.
And a few different changes in terms of, you know, visually and audibly you'll see soon enough. I'm super excited about it. They're just minor, small tweak details, but I think those go a long way, you know, for people who actually, you know, listen and pay attention, right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. I think it was a nice surprise after I edited. Like, me and Haley are the ones doing the edits ourselves,
yeah.
Fixing all this up because, you know, I guess we can kind of be a little creative ourselves sometimes.
I think I'm creative.
Okay,
you
fine.
Are.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
But because I mean, we did put together, if you didn't know, the actual picture, the image for the podcast,
mm-hmm.
is literally hand drawn and sketched out on Haley's iPad by mm-hmm. me and her.
Mm-hmm.
We're just taking turns whenever we feel like adding stuff and putting stuff, and we edited the mm-hmm. whole thing. And the whole intro song was just I edited myself.
By Joko, yeah.
So yeah, so it's gonna be more fun, more surprises 2024. Got to be a lot more money being spent on K-pop concerts, K-pop albums, comebacks, but we will all be in it together. So thank you everyone again for joining us as always this year and hopefully next year. If you haven't, give us a like, a rating, subscribe, you know, especially ratings mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. reviews. We definitely appreciate your time. I know it takes a couple minutes, but if you have a couple minutes to spare, we very much appreciate that. Haley, where can they check us out and what are you promising to me and to the people that you won't be breaking this time?
Start out
wherever you need to.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast, where I will be posting
mm-hmm.
the new jeans Vegemite mm-hmm. interaction with Joko. Because
mm-hmm.
I specifically asked him to do that
mm-hmm.
and asked them for me, specifically Hani and Danny. Yeah. Look out for that. It will be uploaded before 2024.
Really? Oh, wow. That's a bold statement you have there, Haley.
I hope that there's still space on my phone for me to, like, re-download that video. Or if you could, like, cut it for me.
Well, my audio is, like, messed up, too. So we have to, like, find all that stuff.
Because it's, like, his video is, like, an 8-minute video.
I don't know what happened. And my audio is, like, cut from my phone. I don't know what the heck happened.
But then that segment is, like, literally, like, 10 seconds.
So yeah, that's pretty much the plan so far, you know, small steps along the way for 2024. Thank you everyone for joining us. Everyone, please have a safe and happy new year. And as always, till the next episode, take care and peace.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.